بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the Asharaf of Dara Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shamhi Madina. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shamhi Madina, Mubarak Tujhe قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومنائے عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومنائے عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چاہو گی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چاہو گی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں دونتے ہو, سکون جہاں تم کہاں دونتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں دونتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو مزار اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ برا لطف یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد بیوٹیفل پوم حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ reminding us of the beloved city of Medina Munawwara. Every Muslim's heart automatically is connected to the Mubarak and blessed city of Medina Munawwara, and especially in the month of Rabiul Awwal, a person's heart goes even more, a person thinks more about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout our life we have to be thinking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about him, trying to imitate him, bring his life into our lives. But especially in the month of Rabiul Awwal, he is added increased fervor, people think more of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as it says, and when we think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically our mind goes to Medina Munawwara. The amazing thing is, that's that we were reading Sirat al-Mustafa, about the hijrat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Medina Munawwara. There's two views. The one view, on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Munawwara. And according to another view, on the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Medina Munawwara. So the 12th of Rabiul Awwal was coming into Medina Munawwara. Also today I think is the 13th of Rabiul Awwal. So, or is it the 12th? Today is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. See, so this was the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwara. Many people unfortunately they celebrate the birthday of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is completely incorrect. The exact date of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not even known. The 8th, or is it the 9th, or is it the 12th, or is it what date it is. All we know definitely Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on a Monday. And to celebrate this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast every Monday. So if you really a person wants to celebrate the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow what he did. Keep a roza on the day of on Monday. So you see, on this day I fast, because I was born on this, I was born on a Monday also. So that's definite. But otherwise the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and all Tabi'in, 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 for 600-700 years nobody ever celebrated the birthday of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, special day for it. That's why it's not known in history also, the exact date of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like example, 15 of Shaban, you know, it's a big day. 10th of Muharram, you know, it's a big day. So something which from the time of Sahaba they continued, every year it was an action. Like similarly Rajab also, the 27th of Rajab was the exact date of Mi'raj or not, because it wasn't celebrated every year, but the Sahaba, Tabi'in, etc. So that we should not do those things against the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as it mentions, this is the morning and the evening of Medina Munawwara. How wonderful it is. Blessings to you, blessed be to you. The stay in Medina Munawwara. How blessed for a person who is living in Medina Munawwara. Allah give us tawfiq to go to Medina Munawwara over and over. And may Allah make it such that He makes it our resting place. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma rizukna shahadatin fi sabilik wa mawtan bi baladi rasulik. That Allah grant us shahadat in your path and death in the blessed city of Rabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody asking that it's impossible. You're asking for shahadat in Afat of Allah ta'ala and you're asking for death in Medina Munawwara. How is it going to work? Because this is a Darul Islam, land of Islam. How do we expect your shahadat to get? But sincere intention he had made, the dua which he had made from the bottom of his heart, Allah accepted the dua of his. So we also have the desire within our heart and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing is far-fetched from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant it to a person. Then Hazrat says, Bala jaane kya jam o meena ya alam, tera kaif e khush kharam e Medina. What do the people of the world know? Those people who are engaged in all other kinds of beer and wine and alcohol and enjoyments they are getting, what will they understand about your enjoyment? O inhabitant of Medina Munawwara, the person who is living in Medina Munawwara, what excitement and what happiness he has got in his heart. They will never understand. They are involved in the bottle and in drugs and all of these things. But that person who is living there, who stays close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has got love within himself. And this is the most important thing. If you've got love, then to be near the beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the great bounty of in favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says, Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ikhtiram hai Medina. But when a person is staying in Medina Munawwara, every footstep one takes in the lanes and the streets of Medina Munawwara, it should be taken while considering the sanctity of Medina Munawwara. I'm not in any ordinary place. I'm in the city of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the ulama say, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم أنتم لا تشعرون. That do not raise your voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do not speak to him like how you speak to one amongst yourselves. It must not happen that all of your amal are destroyed and you don't even know. So the ulama, Tani rahmatullahi alayhi, explains that how can a person's amal be destroyed, he doesn't even know. He says because sometimes due to be'adabi and disrespect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away tawfiq from a person, guidance from a person. And because of that a person loses his iman. All his amal is destroyed, he doesn't even know the reason why it was. It was because of disrespect shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So really, the most amount of ihtiram and honor must be shown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As many mashayikh mentioned, that many times you go to Medina Munawwara, and instead of gaining, we actually lose out. In Medina Munawwara before, especially like when the women's section opens, we had so much of shouting and screaming, and how the people run forward to get placed into the, on the green carpet. But the way they scream and make noise, it causes taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu once in the masjid, where two people were talking and they would raise voices. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu called them, and how he called them also, he took a stone and he flung it at them, not even raising his voice to call them. And then he asked them, where are you people from? They said, they are out of Medina Munawwara. He said, if you were from Medina Munawwara, I would have punished you. Don't you know which place this is? This is the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah give us also that honor and respect of Medina Munawwara. Even the people of Medina Munawwara, our Kabir mentioned, that you must have great amount of respect for them. Don't even look down upon them. Don't even shout them, fight with them, argue with them. Because they are connected to Medina Munawwara. And Allah has brought them there for a specific object and purpose. Allah has kept them and allowed them to stay in the beloved city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the highest level of ihtiram and honor for Medina Munawwara. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutfa deta hai naam-e Medina. Taking the name of Medina Munawwara, what joy is felt. This is when a person has got love. And automatically, whatever is connected to his beloved, he automatically has got love for that. As the famous about Majnun and Layla, that he says that I'm even kissing the walls of where Layla stays. And even the dogs in that city are beloved to me. So really what joy a person feels. One, Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, one bangi, a person who is like a toilet cleaner, very low in society regarded. So when this person came to Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, so Mawlana stood up and he hugged him and he honored him and respected him. So people were surprised. Why are you honoring this person? See, don't you know where he comes from? He comes from Tana Bowen, where my Shaykh Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi resides. Just because he comes from the same area, so I'm respecting that person because of nisbat connection. So really a person, just the name of Medina Munawwara also, if a person has got love, just hearing that name, he will get excitement and he will get enjoyment on his tongue. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hai chhogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Medina. The greatness and importance of this world falls from the sight of a person when he accepts within his heart the message of Medina Munawwara. What is the message of Medina Munawwara? That this life is very short. We all have to leave this world one day. The actual life is the life of Akhirat. And to get to Akhirat, we have to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring our salah into our lives. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the peygham and the message of Medina Munawwara. And when a person gets this, he gets connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this whole world falls in his sight. He doesn't regard it as anything. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, he writing about the ulama of Akhirat, he said the lowest alim in the world is the person who, the minimum level, is that he regards that this whole world is just a deception. And it's got no value at all in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the lowest. Imagine those people who have got higher levels. And we haven't got the lowest level also in our heart. That this whole world we realize, and he says that the person realizes that if I benefit my dunya, I will cause harm to my akhirat. It's like two scales. You give a benefit to one, the other one will go up. So a person will automatically give preference to the akhirat. And he says like two co-wives. You please one, you will displease the other one. See, this is the reality of this world. So this is the message of Madinah Munawwara. And when a person has got this yaqeen in his heart, then this whole world and whatever it contains will fall from his eyes. He will realize it has got nothing at all, no value at all. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if this whole world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given a kafir a sip of water to drink. It means this world has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was talking with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they passed by one kid, small goat, and its ears also was cut, and it was very ugly, smell coming out of it also. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who will buy this goat for one dirham? He said, O Nabi of Allah, if you give it to us for free also, we won't take it. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, O my Sahaba, that this dunya is more zaleel and more lower in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this goat in your eyes. It's got no value at all in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah give us that yaqeen and conviction. We have to make so much of effort in our heart that the love of dunya must come out of our heart and the yaqeen of akhirat must come before us. Then it says, Sukune jaha tum kaha dhunte ho. Sukune jaha hai nizame Medina. Where are you searching for contentment of the heart? The contentment of the heart is to be found in the system of Medina Munawwara, the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. The system which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought for us. Today there are all other systems in the world. And the whole system of the world is to remove contentment from the heart of the people. There's no happiness in the lives of people. And everyone is looking for contentment there, but it's just beautified, a pure bright light outside. And the television and the media and all of these things, they've put a big hype. And this is a system. If the woman must leave the houses, then you're successful. But really her contentment of heart is in the houses. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ according to the system which Allah Ta'ala has made. They have deceived us. And all our, we are taking our own folk out of the homes. We're putting them in schools and universities and all of these places. And then you think, why we haven't got any happiness of peace of mind, contentment of heart? Why are our children becoming delinquents? Why is this problem happening? But we have left the whole system of Medina Munawwara. And we have changed the system for the system of the Western people. As others say, what a filthy system. The most immoral, immodest. And the destroyers of mankind. But unfortunately, we regard them as our role models. Looking up to them. May Allah give us that yaqeen. As the famous dua of Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah alayhi. That Allahumma akhrij al-Yahudiyyat wal-Nasraniyyat min qulub al-Muslimin. Oh Allah, remove the love of Yahudiyat, the lifestyle of the Christians and the Jews from the heart of the Muslims. Allah must take this out from us. And Hazrat says, O azadi akhtar ghamay do jahase, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam Medina. Hazrat says, O akhtar, one frees himself from the sorrows of both worlds if one becomes a true slave of Medina Munawwara. How beautifully Hazrat put it here. One is ghulam, is a slave. And one is azad, free. If you want to become free, you must become a slave. If you really want to become free, you must become a slave. So you become a slave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll become free in this world also, and free in the year after. And if you do not become the slave of Allah, and the slave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you'll become the slave of our nafs, or you'll become the slave of the Western lifestyle, or you'll become the slave of all other isms in today's world. You'll become the slaves of these people when we live out the servitude of Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Month of Rabiul Awal, especially Allah give us tawfiq, as the Hazrat mentions, to increase our recital of durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to read a sirat, a book on the sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and number three, that the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we try, one by one, we try to bring them into our lives, and we try to pass it on to other people. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. From the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, Ikhmulana Ashraf Ali Thani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, we're doing the chapter on business income and expenditure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an honest and upright trader will be with the Anbiya, Siddiqin and Shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. The great significance of lawful trade is stated in this hadith. The lawful trader who is honest and uprighteous will enjoy the association of the Anbiya, the Siddiqin and the martyrs in the year after. Hazrat Miqdam ibn Ma'di Kariba radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the noblest food ate by one is death from his lawful labor. Nabi Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam ate from the labor of his hands. Islam teaches the nobility and dignity of work and labor. The hadith explains much significance of labor. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam earned his labor by making armor. However, this significance applies to only such occupations which are in accordance with the Sharia. Haram forms of labor and occupations, example photography of living objects, musical instruments, cinemas, etc., are haram forms of occupation. The proceeds from unlawful occupations are also unlawful. Haram business, so haram the earnings from there. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was not a Nabi who was not sent as a shepherd. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, you also tended to goats? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I tended the goats of the people of Makkah Mukarramah. This hadith too asserts the significance of manual labor. All the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam were shepherds, looking after the sheep and goats of people. Hazrat Nabi Musa alayhi salam remained a shepherd, tending the goats and sheep of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam for 8 or 10 years. The episode of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being a shepherd is narrated in the Quran Sharif as well. This again brings out the significance of manual labor. Hazrat Thabit ibn Dullak radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam permitted hiring out of land. Income derived from land and property hiring is also a lawful occupation in Islam, as this hadith indicates. So one way is by trade, one way is by rental. And among the noble ways of earning a living is farming. Much significance of farming has been mentioned in the hadith. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whatever man, animal or bird eats from any tree or farm planted by a Muslim, its owner obtains the thawab of sadaqah thereby. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated a lengthy hadith that a man from among the Ansar came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent someone to bring a mug and mat from one house. These items Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam auctioned among the Sahaba. With the money obtained for the items, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought some food and an axe. Giving these to the Ansari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go to the forest, cut wood and sell it. This is better for you than begging, which will be a blot of disgrace for you on your face on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith shows that a lawful occupation, no matter how menial and inferior, is better than begging. Asking is a disgrace, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Allah Ta'ala loves a believer who engages in a lawful means of earning a living. A halal trade or any halal means of earning should not be despised. Many people consider certain forms of earning as lowly and regard such people with contempt. The Hadith Sharif is stating Allah's love for the believer who earns a halal livelihood clearly implies the dignity of labor and brings out the great significance of earning one's living, irrespective of how lowly and inferior the work may seem in the eyes of the worldly people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us for understanding.